So your homework was you had to think about desktops, tablets, laptops and smartphones, and you think about which were the strengths and the weaknesses. So we're going to go around the room with each group. We're going to have, so we start with you, desktop, you're going to tell us a strength, you're going to tell us a weakness of a desktop. Then we'll go to tablets, strengths and weaknesses. Then we're going to go to laptops, down to this group over here, you're going to tell us a strength, then you're going to tell us a weakness, and then we're going to get to, where did I go, desktop, tablet, I'm losing myself, smartphone plus a negative. So first group, tell us something about the desktop that you think is a massive strength.
A desktop computer is, it has a huge memory and solid web capacity.
So you're saying it tends to have lots of memory. Is there a strength? And one more strength for desktops, please. Yep.
Large software.
So you can get lots of capacity to put lots of software on there. Okay. And we've written that one down. Next group, you're going to tell us a weakness about desktop computers. Something that's not so good about them.
They can be very slow.
You think they're very slow?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Some people tell me that desktops are very high powered and they play games on their desktops. I'm not so sure about that one. Emma?
You can't move it.
They're not mobile, are they? Some of them take up quite a lot of space. And because of that, you have to have them in a certain place in the house. And then there might be something you want to watch a TV at the same time and it's in there. Okay, I forgot. Did I say laptop to tablets next?
Tablets.
So we're going to hear strength of tablets. Tablet computers?
Are you not like paid to go to get to satellite so you can get internet anywhere?
Yes. Most of the time they're 3G, so they've got 3G on them. So even if you're out in a car park, or you're in a field, if you've got a 3G connection, you've got internet wherever you are. So that's a plus. Okay, so the 3G internet. Another positive from your group?
Very light and easy to carry.
Okay, so very, very mobile. Okay. A negative, something about tablets, not very good.
For some games, they use a double flash player, you can't download it.
So like if it's an iPad, for example, Adobe products don't always work, so there's no flash on there. And another negative for tablets? Yes. You've got one in your bag, and you're like running around, it drops, the screen breaks, okay, where that doesn't tend to happen. Now we're going to laptops. So the group down there, tell us the strength of a laptop.
Well, they're quite easily transportable.
Yep, so, or we could say portable. Stick with the words that we're using. And another strength?
If there's like a network available, they're easy to access to internet.
So great, they're great for Wi-Fi. So you might take one on a holiday with you. Maybe there's Wi-Fi in the hotel or in the cafe or something like that. Great. Negatives of laptops. Next group.
Some of them aren't that portable because you have to keep them plugged in.
Batteries don't last very long, do they? Some of them you only get about an hour and a half or so on battery. So short battery life. And once it runs out of battery, really useless, isn't it? You then need to plug it into something. Another negative about laptops from that group? So you're going to have to eventually charge it in at some point. So you need a socket available. Now, nobody mentions yet that they're not very well designed for using for hours at a time. They're not very good for your back and because you're like crouching over them. Your hands, you have to hold them in a certain place. So they can actually, if you use them a long time, you can get health problems using laptops. And now we're going up to smartphone people. So some good things about smartphones, please. Strengths. Great, so you can get a variety of different apps available for them from all over the place. What else have we got?
The portable.
Yeah, probably the most portable of all of the devices that we're talking about. You know, pocket-sized. And we're going to hear, what are some of the negative things about smartphones?
There's a limit to what you can do on them. You can't really do much.
Partly to do with the screen size, isn't it? Because of their size. So they're limited because of their size, but also some of the functions, yeah? And another negative about smartphones? Maisie, yeah?
They're quite fragile and small.
Small, easy to lose, fragile. Okay. So, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Oh, that's great. We've just got 3 seconds left on the end of the recording.